Alrighty. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let me get that real quick. Alrighty. So this Sunday, I thought about talking to you guys about the light, reflecting light, and just about God's light. Before we start, I'd like to start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts eager to hear from you. Thank you for the light of your Son, who shines brightly in the darkness and guides us along the path of righteousness. As we gather here in your presence, we ask that you open our minds and soften our hearts to receive your word. Let your Spirit move within us. Help us understand how we can be reflections of your light into this world. And may we leave this place transformed, ready to shine brightly for you in our homes, our communities, and beyond. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, I want to start off with a couple questions. What does it mean to be the light? What does it mean for you in your life, your community, and your daily interactions to be the light to the world? Jesus says in John 8:12 and John 12:46, starting in John 8:12, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." John 12:46 says, "I've come into the world as light. So whoever believes in me shall not remain in darkness." Jesus makes these profound statements here. He is the light piercing through the darkness. In him there is no shadow, no confusion, no despair, that his light cannot drive away. And when we follow him, we carry that same light in our lives. Light that reveals truth and hope and direction. Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Jesus is that light. He guides us. He has given us the word, the Bible, as a way to teach us, to guide us, to show us the way through this world. And then in Matthew, Jesus turns around and says that we are the light. Matthew 5:14-16. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do the people light a lamp and put it under a blanket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the houses. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that others may see your good works and give glory to the Father, to your Father who is in heaven." Not only is Jesus the light, but he calls us to be the light as well. Think about that. You and I are meant to be beacons of his light in this world, shining his truth and love in a place that needs it most. But how? How do we carry his light when we often feel overwhelmed by darkness around us? We have to remember, we can't create light. We are just humans. We are imperfect. We are broken. We are nothing without God. But he gives us the light. And when I think about Moses back in Exodus, Moses didn't generate his own light. He didn't create his own light, but his face shined in the time of presence with God. Exodus 34:34-35. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove his veil, until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what he was commanded, The people of Israel would see Moses' face. The skin of Moses' face was shining. And Moses would put on the veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him. Moses didn't carry his own light. Moses didn't create his own light. His face was shining simply a reflection of God's glory. A visible sign he had been in God's presence. This is a powerful illustration for us today. We are not the source of the light. We are simply reflections. The more time you spend with God through prayer, through his word, through worship, the more we reflect his light around us. The key thing here to note in Moses is that Moses knew who Jesus was. But it wasn't until he was in the presence of God that he shined. Through salvation, we are able to turn on the light inside of us. Today I brought with me a light bulb. Now this light bulb was in a pack of about 4 or 5 light bulbs, all created for one purpose, and that is to shine. And the light bulb, all the light bulbs in that package has the potential to shine. Just like us, God created us, knitted us in our mother's wombs to shine. We all have the potential to shine, just like this light bulb has a potential to shine. But in my hand, this light bulb won't shine because I can't make it shine. Nothing inside of my soul, my body can make this light bulb shine. The only way that this light bulb will shine is when it's plugged into electricity, when it's connected to a source of power. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he made that connection, that we can have that connection with him, that we can shine like we are meant to shine, that we are all created to shine his light, his power into this world. But when we follow him, we can be that light. We can turn on our light that is inside of us. So when I teach the youth, I like to use objective lessons. I think that using objects, using things about this world is the best way I like to teach kids, and I feel like it's the best way to teach kids. I got to talk to the kids at Ross Point about the moon. And we're going to be talking about the moon. And the first thing I want to ask you guys is, what does the moon do? It doesn't do much besides sit in the sky. But then I ask you guys, how can we see this moon? How can we see the moon? And how does the moon show us how to live? The only way we can see the moon is simply when the sun reflects its light off of it. The moon cannot shine without the sun. Simply, we cannot reflect God's light without being in his presence. Through regular prayer, reading scripture, and worshiping him is essential to reflect the sun's light. Psalm 89:37 says, like the moon, it shall be established forever. A faithful witness in the sky. I thought this was a pretty cool thing because I never heard of this verse. And I found this verse right before, actually a couple of days ago. And I never thought like how in Psalms it even talks about how that the moon is a faithful witness to how we should live. So the moon goes through different phases, from full moon to crescents to, those are the only two moons I actually know. But there are many times in our spiritual lives where we feel full of God's presence. And there's other times where we just feel like we're distant or we feel dark. During all the phases of the moon is still there. The moon doesn't just go away when it's not reflecting the light. It's still there. And what blocks the moon from its light is the world. When the world gets in the way of the sun's light to the moon, that's what blocks the light to the moon. So just like how the world blocks the sunlight to the moon, the world blocks our light to shine into the world from the sun. So personally, I've let the world distract me from God. Two big things that I let block my light is my phone and video games. Just last night, I got home and I started playing some games. And I was thinking, man, I should probably like read some scripture or listen to some worship music and just get prepared to speak with you guys this morning. And I kept on thinking, like, I'll do it later. So I kept on playing, and I was thinking about, like, I should probably do it, but I'm like, I'll do it later. And my video games got in the way of me spending time with God. Video games are not a bad thing, but it gets bad when I let it affect my spiritual life. I can play video games, but I should also be like, okay, I need to take a step back. I need to sit down. I need to read scripture. I need to be in the presence of God. And another thing is, I brought up Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father and who is in heaven. And on that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name? And do many mighty works in your name. And then I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. The reason I brought that up was it wasn't until I started going to college and started really working in youth ministry where I realized this comes true. Because one thing I've gotten the habit of sometimes is during the week I come to work, I work here most of the week, I read scripture, I pray, but I do that for work. Do I have a personal relationship with God, or am I just doing it for work? And this is one thing that happens with all people in ministry, is they get the habit of thinking like, oh, I read the scripture when I was at work preparing for my youth lesson, but did I have a personal relationship outside of that? Did I have my personal devotions with him? Was I really in his presence with him? So that was one thing I've been working on and learning, is really like, yes, I do all this ministry stuff, but outside of that ministry stuff, I need to have a personal relationship with Christ. I need to have that set alone time with just being in his presence. And the moon's surface is not smooth. It's filled with craters, imperfections, just like our lives. We do not our lives are not perfect. But God uses our imperfections to reflect his light, his perfect light. Our struggles and our testimonies can be powerful ways to show God's glory to others. Have you ever thought about how boring the moon would be if it was just a flat surface? Like if it was just nice and smooth and it was flat, would that be boring? Personally, for me, I kind of feel like that'd be a little boring. But the craters and the imperfections gives it a story, gives it a history of what it's been through. And just like through our lives, we have creators in our life, we have imperfections in our lives. But God uses those to teach others. God uses those to help empower others through our testimonies and our stories. To reflect God's light, we must live in a way that honors him. This means loving others, acting justly, showing mercy, and walking humbly with God. Just as the moonlight guides us in the darkness, we are to guide others towards God's truth. Sharing the gospel and being a witness in our daily lives where we can reflect his light. The Great Commission, Matthew 28:16-20. Go, therefore, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the ages." The word "go" here isn't just a suggestion. It's a command. Jesus is telling his followers that we are to actively go out into the world. The call to make disciples isn't limited to a local community or to a people who are like us. It is to all nations. This means that the gospel is meant for everyone. Every people, every background, every culture, and every language. Teaching involves both words and actions. We are called to share the truth of God's word with others. But we also must live that out in our own lives. People should be able to look at us and see the teachings of Jesus lived out in our lives. We are to be set apart differently. We are to people to ask, why are we different? Why do we do things differently? And discipling isn't something we do alone. It happens in a community. We need one another for accountability, encouragement, and growth. As we teach others, we should also continue and learn. We should want that eagerness, that passion to learn. God gave us a passion to want to know things, and he gave us a passion for that, to learn about him, to want to read a scripture, to want to pray with him, to want to be in his presence. Regular fellowship with other believers, participating in church, and actively seeking out God's guidance in all aspects of life helps us keep his light. Going back to Matthew 5:15, "Nor do the people light a lamp and put a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the houses." When we are reflecting God's light into the world, we shouldn't cover it up. We shouldn't just put a lampshade over it saying, "We can't do this," or "I can't do this." We should take that shade off, set it on a lampstand, and be that light. God has given us a light. We should share the light. Corinthians 12 talks about the spiritual gifts, that we all have been given a gift. And then it also talks about how we are many members of one body. We should use our gifts. We should pray for our gifts if we don't know them. And we should help others who need help. Being the moon and reflecting God's light is a powerful and beautiful calling. It reminds us of our dependence on God, the importance of staying close to him, and our role in bringing his light into this dark world. Just as the moon faithfully reflects the sun, we are called to faithfully reflect God's love, his truth, his grace, and all we do. So what can you do to reflect his life? One thing I like to do with the youth group is we always kind of have a question of, what can you do in a week? I've learned with the youth that they have a short-term memory, that if I ask them a week after, what did we learn, 99% of them don't remember. But I always try to encourage them to do one thing. What can they think about doing one thing that week? Because if I told them to do it for a month, they'll probably forget it in 2 days. But a week, maybe not, I don't know. But what can you do to reflect his light? One thing I was thinking about this morning was the spirit that lives inside of us. We have the same spirit. We have the same God. And last week when I was with Bishop Place, I talked about the spirit a little bit too, about how, like, last week was the first time I preached in front of adults. It was at Bishop Place. And the one thing I learned and thought about that was the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, that lives inside of all of us, is the same. And what made me think about that was, if Pastor Hoy can do this, why can't I? We have the same God. We have a God who empowers us for those who follow him. So why can't I? And I think that's a great question to ask ourselves, is what is blocking us? If we all have the same Spirit, then why can't we all do something? We can put our faith in God. God gives us the power. God gives us the strength. And again, we have community. We aren't in this alone. That's why we are called to community. I'd like to end in some prayer. Lord, thank you for your powerful reminder that we are called to be the light in this world. As you reflect your word today, help us and be intentional about spending time in your presence so that we may reflect your light to those around us. Forgive us for the times that we've all allowed the distractions of this world to block your light in our lives. Give us strength and encourage to live as your faithful witness, shining your love and truth wherever we go, empowering us to go and make disciples, living out the Great Commission with boldness and joy. Be with us as we go into the week ahead. Guide our steps in drawing us closer to you. In Jesus' name.